there have been times in my life where it's just hard to read my Bible. And I think it just depends on my season of life and the things that I'm going through. I think one of the first things that we tend to do is to push God away when things feel hard and difficult. And I think that can then make us feel stuck spiritually. Maybe also you're still showing up, you're doing all the right things, you're reading your Bible, you're praying, you're showing up to church, and you might just feel stuck or numb. And so in today's episode, I just want to kind of talk through some things that maybe what's really going on and what God might be inviting you into next. Something I want to be clear on is feeling spiritually stuck or maybe even spiritually dry. It doesn't mean that God is disappointed in you. It doesn't even mean that you lack faith. Sometimes, I think oftentimes it gets very blurry between life, our perspective of God, what's happening, our pain, and most importantly, if we think we've done something wrong or we feel like our sin is too messy and it keeps us apart, or we're mad at people and we're blaming God. Like, there's kind of a lot of different things that can make us feel just spiritually dry or spiritually stuck. But feeling this way is usually a sign that the heart or body just needs something different. Not more pressure to be perfect, not more pressure to read for more hours. Again, I think for me, I remember a very hard time for me picking up my Bible was when we were going through a lot of church hurt from our previous church over 4 years ago. And even though I had separated the pastor from what was actually happening, like from God, it was still very hard to know all the things that was said to me in God's name, all the things that were spoken about us after we left. There was a lot of things happening. And although I didn't blame God, and although I do believe into my bone marrow that he was protecting us and all the kind things of the Lord, it was still hard. And it was just kind of this spiritually dry, feeling stuck, and kind of exhausting, so exhausting in that time, just emotionally exhausted. And I think that left me just spiritually exhausted, kind of the unfairs kicking in, you know? And I think this is why I get passionate about this topic too, is I walk with women inside of my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, because spiritual dryness or stuckness is almost always connected to emotional or nervous system. Some of the common patterns you might realize is you're doing spiritual practices, but you feel disconnected from them. You might be reading scripture, but not really absorbing it or taking in, or feel like you're getting fresh revelation. You might feel like you're praying, but feel kind of maybe numb or empty. Maybe you just have a hard time sitting with God, so you avoid it because something in your relationship with him feels unsafe, or just being quiet with yourself of being afraid of what's going to come up when you're just with you and God. And so your mind races, your emotions maybe start to rise, and you just don't know what to do with them or feel them. So again, this is some avoidance, and that can equal overwhelm. You're not trying to rebel. Maybe you're not even aware of it. Another thing is you kind of expect yourself to just power through. Like, I shouldn't feel this way. I love Jesus. Like, what is wrong with me? And we start to kind of shame ourselves. And then you're like, I just need to try harder. And this creates that spiritual pressure, not spiritual intimacy. We see throughout scripture, David, he felt dry. He felt distance. We can read in Psalm 42, Elijah, he had felt hopeless at one point and emotionally shut down. The disciples, they were confused. They were overwhelmed and afraid, but Jesus kept coming close. He kept challenging them. He kept pursuing. God does work in the stuck places. He doesn't shame people out of them. He leads them out. Let's not forget that the Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness. He wants to get personal about how life, pain, and unanswered prayers can cause us to feel stuck. It can cause us to question if we heard God or if he cares. And again, we could even say this is a spiritual dryness. Because in my own life, when I feel stuck, I know it's me and not God, because he never breaks his promise to me. He doesn't. He can't. But there's something in my life, something that's happened to me, something that's going on in my life where I am convinced he doesn't care. I can't hear him. All the lies that come for us. So we can feel stuck because a dysregulated nervous system can block emotions, right? Old wounds, old beliefs that you're carrying about God, that can create spiritual distance. Just exhaustion, plain out exhaustion, can make connection feel impossible. And a big one I think that a lot of us do as followers is shame. What we could have done, what we should have done, what we should be doing. And again, this is just deeper work, which is why I focus so much on helping women untangle their emotions, their beliefs inside of my course and coaching. Because when those shift, spiritual connection comes alive again. Here's a starting place for you today. I want you to let one emotion come into God's presence. One. Instead of just trying harder, reading more, I want you to be honest. Honest with God. And you might be like, Jess, that sounds so easy. Well, the thing is, most of us have a very hard time being real and honest with God. We try to give him what we think he wants. We try to do all the things perfect, and we feel like we just can't quite hit the mark. So, God, I feel numb. God, I feel tired. God, I feel discouraged. Like, give him your honesty, not your performance. And sometimes I think this is where, when we're just honest with ourselves, and then with the Lord, he's like, okay, I can work with this. Just the meeting, right? Think about sitting with somebody that you care about and you just want to know them. You know that they're going through something, but they won't talk to you. They won't talk to you. And all you want them to do is just to be honest so that you can walk this with them. The Lord is so much more kind and bigger and loving than we could ever imagine. And he's just sitting there. He's waiting. He's waiting for you to share what's on your mind and what you're going through. So ask yourself today, what emotion am I avoiding to bring to God? We can also say, what am I really thinking or viewing God as right now? What is my own theology about God? And you might be thinking, well, how does this help me with spiritual dryness? We have to take away so much of what I think culture and a society has put on us of like, it's got to be in the morning. It's got to be this length. It's got to be a study. It's got to be, you know, no, your relationship with the Lord is yours. We just want to be consistent, just like any other relationship. How are you taking in what you're learning? So let's get rid of the outside pressure. Let's get rid of the culture, what Instagram, Facebook, whatever it is that's telling you, and check in with yourself today. Check in with the Lord. Are you angry at him? What is really going on? Because awareness opens the door, and then desire for more guidance can come. You're not stuck because you're failing. You're stuck probably because something deep inside of you needs care. It needs truth. It needs safety. It needs revelation. And it might even need to slow down. And the good news is that God is already moving toward you. If today's episode made you realize that your spiritual stuckness might be coming from just emotional overwhelm, maybe belief patterns, please know you don't have to navigate this alone. This is why I created my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts. It helps you reconnect with God just by healing those places that have maybe kept you disconnected, like your beliefs, your body, and your emotional patterns. If you want to, and if you're ready to feel spiritually alive again, it's a great place to start. The link is in the show notes, and I love to walk with you. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life, and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.